USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Thousands of demonstrators streamed into the nation's capital in the largest local protest so far over police brutality and racism in the United States. And D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said that things went smoothly.
All week we've had peaceful protests in Washington. Yesterday we saw our largest crowds that met at various places throughout the district and converged on 16th Street at Black Lives Matter Plaza. And what we heard was people exercising their First Amendment rights and demanding justice and peace in a more fair system. We had no arrest last night.
At the White House, which was fortified with new fencing and extra security members, chants and cheers were heard in waves, and President Donald Trump agreed to withdraw the National Guard from the D.C. area. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
An influential retired U.S. official is tipping his November hand, and USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Former Joint Chiefs Chairman and Secretary of State Colin Powell confirming he's voting for Joe Biden in the upcoming election.
I'm very close to Joe Biden on a social matter and on a political matter. I've worked with him for 35, 40 years, and he is now the candidate, and I will be voting for him.
Powell making the announcement on CNN's State of the Union while ripping into President Trump, accusing him of lying, not being effective, and insulting many people. I'm Chris Barnes.
The United States Marine Corps has issued a directive to remove all public displays of the Confederate flag from every installation. Marine Corps commanders must identify and remove the display of the Confederate battle flag or its depiction within any workplace, common access area, or public area in their installations. The directive applies to the entire Marine Corps. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Britain's Prince William has revealed he's been anonymously helping out on a crisis helpline during the coronavirus lockdown. The Duke of Cambridge worked with Shout 85258, an around-the-clock text messaging helpline developed by the Royal Foundation, was made public to mark Volunteers Week. Last month, he told fellow volunteers in a video call that was shared on social media, "I'm going to share a little secret with you guys, but I'm actually on the platform volunteering." William, who is second in line to the throne, is one of 2,000 volunteers who have been formally trained to help those in need. More than 300,000 text conversations have taken place between volunteers and people needing mental health support, with around 65% of those texting aged under 25. Food delivery companies are now pledging to protect their workers by offering legal support to those delivery people who are wrongly accused for making deliveries past curfew in New York City. The curfew, implemented to control protesters, is in effect every day from 8 p.m. until 5 a.m. until June 8th. But essential workers, which includes people who make food deliveries, are permitted to do their jobs during those hours, according to the office of Mayor Bill de Blasio. If they are stopped by the police, delivery people only need to identify themselves as essential workers. Online food ordering service Uber Eats is also committing to protecting all of its workers, pledging to offer them legal support if they're wrongly arrested for violating curfew. Remember, you can get updates anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.